In this lesson, we're going to learn how to do utility maximization subject to a budget constraint. We have covered doing this with the Lagrange method, which can be seen in another video, but this time we are going to do it using substitution, or a variation of the substitution effect. So consider the case where we want to maximize u as a function of x and y, subject to a constraint that says pxx plus pyy equals b, where px is the price of x, py is the price of y, and b represents the budget. Well, utility maximization requires two conditions. One, that the marginal rate of substitution, or marginal rate of commodity substitution, depending on the textbook, equals the price ratio, px over py, and that the budget constraint is satisfied. So this gives us two equations that we can solve for x and y. The best way to approach this is to go by example. So let's consider an example where we have this one second. We have u equals x squared y squared. We also know that the price of x is equal to $4. The price of y is equal to $2. And the budget is equal to $120. So step one, let's find the tangency condition, which is the MRS equals the price ratio. So we know that the MRS is equal to the marginal utility of x over the marginal utility of y. So to find this, we take the derivative of the utility function with respect first to x, which is 2x y squared. Now we divide it by the marginal utility of y, which is the derivative of utility with respect to y, which is 2x squared y. So now we have the MRS. But we can simplify this. We can see the 2's cancel. We have an x into the numerator, an x squared in the denominator, which leaves us an x in the denominator. Y squared over y leaves us a y in the numerator. Now we have the MRS. So let's set that equal to the price ratio. So we know that MRS equals px over py, or y over x equals 4 over 2. Well, this can be simplified to 2. So this gives us y over x equals 2, or y equals 2 times x. So in equilibrium, we should have a solution where y is twice as big as x. Now we use this condition and put it into the budget constraint. And the budget constraint is given by b equals pxx plus pyy, or 120 equals 4x plus 2y. Okay, so what we want to do now is we want to take the tangency condition y equals 2x and put it into the budget constraint. So now we can write this as 120 equals 4x plus 2 times y, which is 2x. Well, that equals 4x, and 4x is 8x. So 120 equals 8x, or x equals 15. Since y equals 2x, therefore y equals 30. So now we have solved for the optimal x and the optimal y in this utility max problem. So let's stop there.